classroom.
Dr. Cooper.
Well, I would think that using that metaphor about water that Krista just used, it would behoove us as a nation to begin to control those who have control of the flow of the water. When one diverts that water flow to a precious few on Wall Street, even though we are all connected and we should find ways of answering that particular problem, part of that is regulating that water flow in a manner that supports all people, not just a precious few.
Okay, let's talk about No Child Left Behind. Krista, it was a Bush administration initiative, 2002. What was its purpose?
This actual body of law goes back to 1965. So it's been around for a while, and a leader of this country sort of put his own twist on it. We've seen in the last couple of authorizations some pretty significant things happen. Even under the Clinton administration, there was an emphasis on standards and testing and really getting kids to show improvement in core areas like reading, math, and science.
So, as I understand it, No Child Left Behind was aimed at lifting those who weren't hitting grade level up. Has it worked?
If you look at those scores, you see a slight uptick in math, but really not a lot of improvement in other subjects. But, I mean, that's been the case for the last four decades.
Dr. Cooper, has it worked?
First of all, yes, it's worked on many different levels. From a policy perspective, as a result of No Child Left Behind, students challenged by poverty as well as English language learners are no longer invisible in the classroom, district, state, or nation. NCLB, which is the acronym for No Child Left Behind, is probably one of our more important civil rights statutes that advances the cause of equality of opportunity for an education of quality. If we didn't have the hand of federal government involved in the civil rights movement, we still would not have equality of opportunity. We would still have discrimination to the extent that people are segregated because of their class, because of their race.
Okay, let's get some reaction from what we just heard.
My name is Maria Acevedo, and my children are part of the Popo Bluff School District. And I believe that it's great to have assessments and to have all these standards for our kids to succeed. But since when the duties of educating our children fall completely on the educational system? What are we doing as parents?
Well, you've got a lot of heads nodding around the room from that comment. Who else would like to add to that?
I'm Kayla Dixon, and we have had it more challenging this year because we have been researching on NCLB for the past month.
NCLB, so, No Child Left Behind.
Yes, and we have to also do research on the candidates for the election, and we have different special assignments for this group, and we actually have to work hard now. It's different.
I'm so glad you mentioned the election. I was waiting for somebody to do that. And I wonder whether you think that this is an important choice for the future of education in this country. Who would like to comment on that?
Well, my name is Loretta Jefferson. I am a parent. I have a fifth and sixth grader and a second grader. It matters because we need the educational system. We need more funding. We need to get better teachers.
Who wants to answer this question directly? Which of the two candidates offers the best future for America's schools?
My name is Joan Lack, and I teach fifth grade, and I'm astonished by my own answer, actually. But I've done a lot of research, and I plan on voting for Obama because the research that I have done has enlightened me to the fact that John McCain plans on basically keeping up with what has happened in the past. You know, we're going to label schools as you need to improve, but we are not going to provide you with the funding. You figure it out. From what I have read, Obama plans to support those schools, and if a school is struggling, he is going to find ways to find funding to help that school instead of punishing them.
Okay, in a room full of parents, teachers, and students, we have one person who's poked her head above the parapet to declare what side she's on. Anybody else? Does anybody disagree with that? Anybody going to speak up for John McCain?
Hardy Millington. The thing is, a teacher is trained. You go to college, right? You train to do a job. You know, Obama had very little training. So John McCain had been, he'd been a senator for many years. So I think Andre had a man who really got that training and the know-how.
But in terms of what they offer for the schools, who offers the best program for the schools?
Well, you can promise a lot, but you got to deliver. John McCain, I think, delivered what he promised.
Yes, this is Andrew Jefferson again. There are a lot of promises made, you know, from both sides, but it's going to still take the Congress working together. because, you know, no matter which way we look at it, we all see the positives and negatives from both.
Let me put that question to both of our panelists. Krista Kafer, which of the two candidates offers the best future for America's schools?
You know, in a sense, you know, you could say both or neither. Only about 10% of the funding comes through the Federal Department of Education, and my guess is that both of those people will continue the policies of what's really on the books. Where it really does matter is the states and the local districts. So when I say that this election matters, it really matters there. I mean, who you pick for your governor, who you pick for your state reps and your state senators, who you pick for your school boards. So this election matters. Pick who you want. I'll be picking McCain. He supports school choice a little bit more than the other candidate. But a lot of it's just rhetoric. I mean, where the rubber meets the road are these other elections.
Dr. Cooper.
I'm going to support the presidential candidate who will respond to one of the parents' comments that we need extra funding for education. I honestly don't know where we're going to be able to find it when we're spending $10 to $12 billion a month in Iraq. So I'm supportive of the candidate who will get us out of Iraq in a way that provides security for that country, but most importantly, enables this country to become everything that it can be.
Dr. Eric Cooper, Krista Kafer, thank you both very much indeed for joining us for this special broadcast. But most of all, thanks very much indeed to the teachers, the parents, and the students of Poplar Bluff. Thank you very much indeed.
Alan Little in Missouri there, traveling with the BBC's Talking America election bus. You're listening to News.